At the corner of Main and Center Streets in Loa, flags fly in the wind above a square already honoring those who served and sacrificed. Monday, a new monument will be unveiled.
This is the base that it sits on.
At Rick's Ridgefield Monuments, they've been sandblasting into stone the story of Major Paul Spence and his crew. Emily Stables is his daughter.
I was only 9 months old when his aircraft encountered severe turbulence and went down over the wilds of Wayne County, Utah.
The Lockheed 18A was on a training mission between California and Colorado when it disappeared.
30 missions were sent by the Air Corps on the presumed flight path, but they never found the wreckage.
Until 3 months later.
Three cowboys were taking their cattle from the upper reaches here behind me. And as they trailed along, they started to find the debris.
One of those cowboys, LeVar Brown, was the grandfather of Paul Pace's wife, Liz.
He was quite emotional as he told us the story about finding the airplane.
Brown rode some 25 miles to find the nearest phone.
He wanted to get back and notify, of course, the authorities, but his response to me was how sorry he felt for the families of the boys.
Days later, a military contingent showed up and recruited volunteers to help recover the remains.
And it's about halfway to the horizon that you see out there.
From Hogan's Pass, northeast of town, you can see the area where the plane went down. Much of the wreckage was actually buried on site, but the memories were not. Not in the minds of the crew's families or in the minds of the community.
There was a dark shadow in the past that my mother could barely bring herself to talk about.
A gentleman once said that it's a hard place to make a living here in Wayne County, but an incredible place to have trouble. People still rally around, and that's to me, it's a typical of what our community stands for.
They'll stand Monday with descendants of the crew from as far away as Maine to dedicate a memorial to Major Spence, First Lieutenant Leonard A. Keyes, Jr., Second Lieutenant Orion L. Mock, Staff Sergeant Alan C. Hebert, Sergeant Charles F. Royce, and Captain Robert D. Spitzer. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.